This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. President Donald Trump continues to speak out against Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. election. He appeared with Jeff Flohr during a CBS News interview.
I'm very strong on the fact that we can't have meddling, we can't have any of that. Now, look, President Obama supposedly made a strong statement. Nobody heard it. But I let him know we can't have this. We're not going to have it. And that's the way it's going to be.
Mr. Trump also said he accepted the view of his director of national intelligence. Moscow continues to be a threat to the American electoral process. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert said the Trump administration is in unity on this view.
The secretary also has full confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. That is the very same thing that the president said. They both stand by their confidence in U.S. intelligence agencies. Our policy and our overall positions have not changed, and we will continue to hold Russia responsible for its malign activities.
Earlier, Mr. Trump, who has been criticized for not publicly condemning Moscow's interference during a meeting with Mr. Putin, the Russian leader, on Monday in Helsinki, defended his get-tough approach toward Russia.
And I think President Putin knows that better than anybody, certainly a lot better than the media. He understands it, and he's not happy about it, and he shouldn't be happy about it, because there's never been a president as tough on Russia as I have been.
The Russian leader said the Russian state was not involved in the 2016 U.S. election. Former U.S. President Barack Obama joined other South Africans taking part in celebrations surrounding Nelson Mandela's 100th birthday. Many South Africans used the occasion to contribute to charity. Mr. Obama told a leadership conference Mandela was an inspiration in his own life. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo Wednesday